could act as a powerful portent of Earth's future. If Lowell's lesson was optimistic, however, his friend H.G. Wells was equally successful with a much darker story of Martian imperialist aggression. "Terrestrial men," wrote Wells in The War of the Worlds, "fancied there might be other men upon Mars, perhaps inferior to themselves and ready to welcome a missionary enterprise. Yet across the gulf of space, minds that are to our minds as ours are to those of the beasts that perish, intellects vast and cool and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes and slowly and surely drew their plans against us." It was this story, of course, that Orson Welles so spectacularly reinterpreted in 1938. Like H.G. Wells, Orson knew very well how his audience would respond to such a narrative, especially if it was recast as that most serious of accounts, the live news broadcast. With his sober declaration, "We interrupt our program," Wells was not only exploiting the newest of media formats, radio, he was also exploiting a whole century of news from Mars, news that had conditioned his audience to at least wonder and perhaps fear what might reside on our red neighbor.
The essay was presented by Joshua Knoll and was recorded at Radio 3's Free Thinking Festival. The producer was Philippa Ritchie. Well, in tomorrow's edition of The Essay, the new generation thinker Sue Ann Harding will be discussing the ideas we have about migration today. And don't forget that you can catch up on The Essay online at the Radio 3 website. Well, this is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high-definition sound online. The time now is 11 o'clock, and for quite a long time tonight, I've been sitting here on my own wondering if Max Reinhardt was going to turn up for Late Junction, but he's suddenly arrived with a great team of people. Where have you been?
Fear not, Ian. Yes, I'm here. I've been to Bishopsgate Hall to look at a London Jazz Festival gig, and John Tilbury, the contemporary classical pianist, was playing piano, and Wadada Leo Smith, who's an African-American jazzer from the 60s, is a kind of legend of free-form jazz. He was in the Art Ensemble of Chicago, played with Anthony Braxton. They were playing together, so it was kind of the two worlds.
Wow.
Two grand pianos on stage. It was great. But I had to leave early to get here.
Well, and you've brought yourself with you a prepared percussionist as well, I see.
Well, we have prepared a percussionist tonight to be on the programme, and it is none other than Seb Rushford. But anyway, thanks very much, Ian.
OK.
Indeed, welcome to Late Junction, and it's truly a tale of two cities tonight. On the one hand, it's filled with the zip and the zeitgeist of the London Jazz Festival that's resonating throughout the capital this week and brings a special guest to the studio, like we said, the drummer, percussionist, producer, Seb Rochford. But on the other hand, we're also graced tonight by the spirit of Notre Dame and its genius organist, the late Pierre Cochereau, whose improvisations and performances inhabited the ancient cathedral in Paris for almost 30 years, up to his death back in 1984.
Thank you. місяця зайшло за гору, місяця засвітив, де запомікатиця і знає нега серця. Нейди, нейди, любі мой, срайчицом ти шивам, но прийти за шивам.
Ти бо світило, хотим білим грім, місяць
Tika by singer Brina Vogelnik and her band Brina from Slovenia. Originally introduced to audiences across the world by Charlie Gillett on his shows for BBC World Service. It's from their brand new album Zelenka Koza, Skin Stripped Off, released by the label of the Druga Gobba Festival in Ljubljana, of which I have some happy moonlit memories of being on stage in an old castle. Well worth a visit. It happens every May. Ah, the springtime. Remember that? Buge Veseltoft and Henning Kragerud can't forget it. From their album Last Spring, which brings together Buge's jazz piano and Henning's classical violin, this is Genidines Badenlat. Genidines Bad Lullaby.
Thank you. If I was Jesus, have some real long hair, a robe and some sandals, that's what I would wear. I'd be the guy at the party, turning water to wine. Me and my disciples have a real good time. I'd lay my life down for you and show you who's the boss and forgive you and adore you. I was hanging on your cross. If I was Jesus, have some friends who were poor, run around with the wrong crowd. Man, I'd never be bored. I'd heal me a blind man, get myself crucified by politicians and preachers who've got something to hide. I would lay my life down for you. I'd show you who's the boss. I'd forgive you and adore you while I was hanging on your cross. If I was Jesus. I'd come back from the dead. I'd walk on some water just to mess with your head. Know your dark little secrets, look you right in the face, and I tell you I love you with amazing grace. I lay my life down for you. I'd show you who's the boss. I'd forgive you and adore you while I was hanging on your cross. If I was Jesus. If I was Jesus. If I was Jesus. If I was Jesus. If I was Jesus.
Mississippi All-Stars with If I Was Jesus from the album Mercyland, Hymns for the Rest of Us, a collection of songs by producer-composer Phil Madeira, which seeks to separate religion of all sorts from fundamentalism of all sorts and give it back to the rest of us to think about. I'm Max Reinhardt. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3, and if you've any questions, comments or observations to add to the sum of human happiness, etc., tweet us at BBC Radio 3, email to late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And is the text working tonight? They're nodding on the other side of the glass. Text us on 83111. But you can communicate even more directly with me, Seb Rochford, because you're here in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks.
Now, for people who don't know who you are and what you do, who are you and what do you do?
I'm a drummer and I write music as well. And I do a bit of production as well. And I mainly play a lot of jazz. I play lots of different sort of music. I play a lot of jazz and then, yeah, just interested.
You play a lot more jazz probably than you used to. Because I think I first saw you in a kind of alternative country band called Menlo Park.
Oh, yeah. Menlo Park, yeah. They was kind of sort of running side by side, much to the singer's amusement.
And I've seen you play with Andy Shepherd, who calls you my brother from another planet. Which I always thought was rude. Anyway, you're every month you're releasing a new single, aren't you? Tell us about that.
Yeah, basically I'm doing this thing called Days and Nights at the Takeaway, where people come over to my place, because where I live is an ex takeaway restaurant, and they come over and there's no really pre-planning. You just make music, and then it comes out at the end of the month on the Leaf label.
And who came over this month?
Well, the newest one is with Spoke Mathumbo, who's actually didn't come over to my place. There's a couple of people who haven't been over, and we've done it through the internet. But the tracks kind of are made in my house. But then I sent it to Spoke, who's in South Africa, and he did some vocals on it, sent it back to me, and then I worked on it, sent it back, and then we sort of did it like that. But mostly people come over.
And can we hear it?
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Time Wave Zero.
I just need to tell you this, that one of the things about people bringing in records is that we're not always sure what they're going to play, and I must warn you that there is some offensive language on this.
Thank you.
ty jesteś, mój kochany? Gdzie ty jesteś, mój kochany? Odjechałeś na koniu, zgubiłam naszą drogę. Czarne włosy, zielone oczy, kocham tylko ciebie. Poszedłeś do lasu i nie wróciłeś. Poszedłeś do lasu i nie wróciłeś. I wtedy wiedziałam cię ostatni raz. Został mi ten złoty obraz czarnych włosów, zielonych oczu. Kocham tylko ciebie. Wszystkie gwiazdy świecą dla ciebie. Poszłam do lasu, widziałam sarenkę, widziałam dzika, widziałam wilka, ale nie widziałam mego chłopca o czarnych włosach, zielonych oczach. Kocham tylko ciebie. Gdzie ty jesteś, mój kochany? Gdzie tu jesteś, mój kochany? A mój czas tak szybko leci, a w głowie wciąż mnie, a w głowie męczą te czarne włosy, zielone oczy. Kocham tylko ciebie. Te czarne włosy, zielone oczy. Kocham tylko ciebie.
Thank you. light, in the light. Esas cosas y tú me enseñaste que son maravillosas, sutil llegaste a mí como la llenando de ansiedad mi corazón, y yo no concebía cómo se aprendí se vive sin ti.
Chavela Vargas singing Frank Domingue's bolero Tu Me Acostumbraste, You Got Me Used To. That's the legendary Chavela, who has been called the Edith Piaf of Latin music. Chavela, who was only shown waist up on Mexican TV in the 1950s so that conservative elements would not be upset by the fact that she was wearing trousers. Though live on stage, she was also known to appear with a bullwhip, a gun, a fat cigar and a bottle of whiskey. She died this summer, aged 93, but her legend and music are unextinguishable, And talking of whiskey, we've got a tweet in from that Rob Allenson. He says, it's 1 o'clock in the morning here in Cyprus. Got a good Cohiba cigar and a stonking whiskey. Bring the music. And Adrian Pallant has tweeted in, tolling bells, thundering organ, Seb Rochford. It could only be Lake Junction. Now, before we heard Shavella, I played tonight's track from Arthur Russell, an avant disco anthem, In the Light of the Miracle. And before that, Zhani Wolosli, Yeloni Oji, Black Hair, Green Eyes, a track from Katie Carr's album Passport, which is deservedly garnering rave reviews from all and sundry. Now, for those who savour upbeat titles, here's On the Edge of the Abyss by Sofia Gubadulina, performed by the cello octet Celli Monigetti. As it goes, Sofia has explained that the abyss in question is the zone between the fingerboard and the bridge, an area of the cello that is used in a precisely targeted way in this work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sofia Gubadulina's On the Edge of the Abyss for seven cellos and two waterphones, performed by Celi Monizetti with Maeve O'Hara and Ileana Waldemeyer at the waterphones. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3. For full details of all the music I'm playing tonight, you can visit our Lake Junction homepage online via the BBC Radio 3 webpages. But don't forget that our playlists don't appear in full until after this programme, because that's when we know what we've played. And of course, you can listen again whenever you wish over the next 7 days by following the Lake Junction links you'll find at www.bbc.co.uk. Now back to Seb Rochford, our special guest tonight. So how did you find On the Edge of the Abyss, Seb?
Yeah, I thought it was a beautiful track, beautifully played and recorded, and I loved the harmonies, the really dense harmonies in it.
And what about that cello sound?
Yeah, just the percussive thing when they were pulling the strings really hard, sort of sounded amazing.
Very rare. Well, look, I'm going to play two tracks now, and then you're going to drop in one of yours. So I'll tell you what, we're about to go into a sort of Jessica zone, which starts with London Jazz's The Jessica Laurum Four and Ganga Man, and it continues with The Perfect Vessel by Dutch diva Jessica Slichter, who's playing at the End Mini Festival at the Haberdashery Crouch End in London this very Friday night.
Thank you. But they hand you pills and tag you. You say, kings and princesses live in me. I am the perfect vessel.
Fantastic. A track there brought in by Seb Rochford to surprise and delight us all. So what was that?
That was a singer called Kesarbai Kerker. And it's a track called Devi Durga, who's Durga is a goddess and who's like the goddess of protection in India.
And you were saying that was recorded probably back in the 30s?
Yeah, something like that, I think. Yeah.
And yet it's also part of the space age. How does that come about?
Yeah, apparently when they sent a ship into space with all information on the Earth for aliens to find, they sent a Kesarbai Kerker track as well, because they believed it to be the finest example of classical Indian music.
Oh, so... let's hope the aliens like that. So, look, you've got one more track for us, but just before you play it, so are you busy jazz festivalising all this week?
I played last night with Shabaka Hutchins and the Sons of Kemet, and on Friday I'm playing at the Purcell Room with Ranjan Angatak and Jason Singh, and we have a band called Open Souls, which
And Jason Singh is that fantastic beatboxer who can do the sound of flamingos and the sound of hi-hats simultaneously.
Yeah, amazing musician. Yeah.
So, I'm sorry to hurry you up, but we're running out of time. So what's your last tune in the bag for us tonight?
It's a track by people called Art Life, who I found on the internet, and it's called Modern Day Hippie. And I just like the track, it's got a good vibe.
On the brother's neck, hate police, cause they show no respect. And one life to my rest. justice. Bob Marley, show my respects to my all my gangbangers. Put your guns down and go have some sex. But wear Jimmy, cause you don't know what's between our legs. Young lady, show yourself respect. Love a man, don't be a scat. But who am I to judge? I'm just a guy in a fitted dress, dancing around like a drip. Say,
I'm a modern hippie. She's a modern day hippie. And we're all modern day hippies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a modern day hippie. She's a modern day hippie.
선인들을 따라간다. 끌린단 치마자락 거듭거듭 거두안고 흐트러진 머리카락 두귀 밑이가 느렸구나. 비가 흐르나 눈물 옷깃이 해보도다 사무친다. 엎드지며 자빠지며 천방지축 따그러 가다 동네 앞을 나서더니 걷는 마을을 바라보며 이진 사댁 큰아가 상침질 수놓기를 물과 함께 호랴느냐 김동이 댁 차근아가 작년 5월 서른 달로 앵도다고 놓던지를 하니 언니가 잊었느냐 너희들은 팔자주와 부모 모시고 잘 있거라. 나는 누나 우리 부친님이라고 죽으러 가는 길이로다. 동네 남녀도 소없이 눈이 붉게 무더울고 하나 님이 아홉신지 백일어그러 어디가고 흑우는 차고 한디 청산도 찡그난도 간소난 우열하여 휘누러 저 곧든 꽃이 고지어 빛을 잃고 준조난 슬피 울어 백반채성하는 중어 웃노라 적규거리 너는 뒤를 이별하고 성어 기수 울고 뜻밖의 특연히 소리 피로를 내어 운다만 허거냐 저를 공산 어디 두고 진정치송 전정성은 네 안부리 부려이기라 가지고 운다마는 값을 받고 팔린 볼미 어느 중 어느 때나 돌아오리 바람 달린 꽃이 얼굴이 와 부딪히니 꽃살 뛰어 소리 들고 약도 전포 불행이면 하윤 취성 그래라 한부지수양 공주매화장은 이건바는 죽으러 가는 몰비 무라류 하야 단장 흘며 정상 너 지그른 꽃은 치고 싶어지려마는 바람과 떨어지니 제마음비 아니오다
My final track from Korea for this fortnight of Late Junction. That was the sound of pansori, a style of singing that is employed for traditional epic narratives, in which the feeling of the voice is more important than its purity or beauty. It's believed that a beautiful voice can't express the joy and grief of living. An interesting idea. That was a section from the Simichonga pansori, While Following the Sailors, in which devoted daughter Chonga offers herself as a sacrificial victim to sailors to earn money for the welfare of her sick father. That's devotional, right? It was sung by Kim So-hui with Han Il-seop on book drum. And so we reach the end of tonight's Late Junction. Thanks to Seb Rochford for dropping by with some music. Pleasure to see you as always, and hope the Jazz Festival audiences are good to you.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
OK, so I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back tomorrow evening at 11 o'clock. I'm going to leave you in Notre Dame Cathedral tonight with the sound of the astonishing Pierre Cochereau at the organ of Notre Dame playing De Profundis Parisienne. Good night, and thanks for listening.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Slovak Radio's concert hall in Bratislava is home to one of the country's largest organs, and that's where we're heading first today for a recital given in January 2012 by the Czech organist Tomáš Ton. He was a student of the late Petr Eben, and his programme includes music by his teacher, as well as J.S. Bach and Jean Alain. Jean Alain's sister, Marie-Claire, also features on Tomáš Ton's list of distinguished teachers, and French repertoire plays an important part in his concert work. He begins with French music from the 17th century, Guillaume Gabriel Niver's Suite on the First Tone.